Blog Talk Radio. Tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off.
Rain on the people we are.
Thank you,
Together, glory be to God, amen, Jesus, and let us let God have his way, amen, glory be to God, let us let the Lord have his way on tonight, amen, this is, amen, thankful Thursday, amen, thankful Thursday for Thanksgiving, amen, we have so much again to be thankful for, amen, Jesus, so much to be thankful for. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We know that there are several of you, amen, that are with your families. Amen. Several of you that have traveled far. Amen. And we thank God for traveling mercies. Thank the Lord. Amen. That his mercies, his grace has been with you every step of the way. Amen. Amen. We pray that you get solitude, amen, you get comfort, amen, one from the other, even in this hour, as you are there with your family and your loved ones, amen. For those of you that are able to, we thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in, amen, Jesus. Thank you for tuning in, amen. Again, we know and we knew, amen, Jesus, that there would be several of you that would be there celebrating with your families, amen. Glory be to God. And listen, that is A-OK. Amen. That's all right. That's all right. Amen. Glory be to God, because family is our first ministry. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. Amen. We minister to our family and our loved ones. Amen. Glory be to God. Those that are near, those that are close. Amen. We minister to them as well. Amen. So we bless the Lord, amen, and we thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, again, for each of you that have made the sacrifice, amen, to come and be with us, amen, those of you, amen, Jesus, we just bless God for you, amen, indeed, it is a sacrifice, and we appreciate you so much for joining us, amen, glory be to God, we're not going to hold you long, amen. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we, amen, on tonight, glory to God, we were thinking of having a thankful Thursday. Amen, Jesus. But we didn't quite put it out there. Amen, because we knew that different ones would be there with your family. So we didn't obligate to a thankful Thursday platform. Glory be to God. But we are. And we will, amen, rebroadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just wherever you are, amen, you may have heard it before. Glory to God. Put it in your heart. Put it in your spirit. Amen. Turn that speaker up. Amen, Jesus. Turn that speaker up on that phone. Glory to God, so that those that are around you can hear, amen, the word of the Lord being declared and being, amen, decreed in this hour. Amen. Again, we thank God for you, for our leaders, amen, each and every one of our leaders. We thank the Lord for them. Glory to God. We do. We thank God for each and every one of our leaders. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord, amen, for our leaders. Amen. Glory to God, for they lead us. Amen, Jesus. When we were yet on milk. Amen. It was these men and women of God that fed us, Lord God, and nurtured us that we could grow up, that we could grow up unto him. Amen. Lord God, into the full measure of the Godhead bodily. Amen. So we thank God again, amen, for every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. We thank God for you. Amen. Again, go ahead and put that speakerphone on. Amen. Glory be to God. And just listen tonight to the broadcast. Amen. Jesus, we thank God, amen, for my leaders, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord, amen, Jesus, for, glory to God, senior apostle Samuel Huggins. Thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord on tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.D. Taylor, Sr. Amen. Glory to God. Thank him for the advisors on tonight. Glory be to God. Thanking the Lord. Amen. For each of you, wherever you're listening from, we thank you. Thank you. Thank God for our international listeners. We bless the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord for our international listeners. Amen. Now we're broadcasting in the 42 countries. Amen, Jesus. We're over 14 million people. Over 14 million people, my God, that are listening. Amen, Jesus, to this broadcast. My God. So we bless the Lord, my Lord. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you for his goodness. We thank you for his grace. Amen, Jesus. We just bless him on tonight. Amen. And tonight, people of God, as we've already stated, we're not going to be before you long. Amen, Jesus. But we do have a full, amen, Jesus, pre-recorded broadcast that we'll be bringing before you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. With the host being, amen, glory be to God, none other than our minister, Emmanuel Hope. Amen, glory be to God. So we ask that you prepare your hearts and prepare your minds. Glory to God, prepare your heart, prepare your mind, people of God. Amen, Jesus, as we get ready, amen, to go before the throne of grace. Amen, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Amen, we're just going to, amen, be rebroadcasting all the way out. Amen, Jesus. So prepare your hearts and prepare your minds on tonight. Amen. As you sanctify the line, as the man of God carried forth the service on tonight, our speaker will be none other than the man of God. Amen. From London, the London, England. Amen. Glory be to God. London, England. Amen. Prophet, prophet. On tonight, glory be to God, Melford Allen, amen. And we just thank him. We just thank him on tonight. We bless him on tonight, amen, for this opportunity yet again. So prepare your hearts and prepare your minds, amen. Glory to God, as we prepare to go before the throne of grace, amen. We're going to turn this pre-recorded broadcast over, amen, to Minister Emmanuel Holmes. Glory be to God.
Oh, God, you brought us from a mighty long way. Oh, God, you had trouble when we couldn't keep ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you tonight. We just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for being so good to us, God. Thank you for keeping us, God, all day long, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we praise you right now, God. We thank you right now, God. Our heart is filled with praise, God. Our mouth is filled with praise tonight. Jesus. We just want to bless you, Lord. We just want to bless your name, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we realize, God. We realize without you, we can do nothing. We realize tonight, God, that we are depending on you. Lord, we're weak, but you are strong tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are our strength, in a time, God, when we need strength, Father. Oh, God, we look to you tonight. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord, we trust you tonight. We take out your word in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now. Oh, God, we enter into your presence, God. And we enter into your presence tonight. We pray right now, God, that we come with the right spirit, that we come with a clean heart, God. Oh, God, that we come, lifting up holy hands, oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we realize, that we can't make it without you, We realize, that we need you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, We pray, oh God, that you are creating in us, a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within us, in the name of Jesus, oh God, wash away our sins tonight, wash away every transgression, please, Lord, we pray that you will forgive us, from all the righteousness, and cleanse us, through and through, we know you able, Lord, if there's any hidden sin, in our hearts tonight, God, we ask, God, that you would take it out tonight, oh, Jesus, we want to be right, Lord, make us right tonight, we want to be right, we want to be holy, we want to be pure, in your sight tonight, we don't want nothing, to separate us,
the recording has started.
In the name of Jesus, we don't want nothing to stand in the way. Oh, God, we don't want our prayers. We don't want our prayers to be hindered. Oh, Jesus, we know you have a Lord. Look on it tonight, Lord. Right now, Jesus, we need you, Lord. Touch our feeble bodies. Touch our frail bodies tonight. Just one touch from you will make everything all right. Just one touch will make our calling in worthwhile. In the name of Jesus, you know what we need tonight. You know how to move in our behalf. You know, Father, how to fix it. We pray right now that you will fix it. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now that you will keep us in the hour of temptation. Lord, we ask tonight, you will keep our minds, you will keep our hearts in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, let your word dwell in our hearts richly. Let your word abide in our souls. In the name of Jesus, you said we're abiding you. In your hands and us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. Oh, God, help us to fight in your holy word. Help us to take a stand for what's right. In the name of Jesus, help us not to take down, help us not to compromise. But help us to be holy, for thou art holy. Help us to live right each and every day. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, you're able. Fix us, God, the way you have us to be. Work on us, Jesus. Sleep and mold us as the potter does the clay. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, build us up tonight. When we are weak, build us up, Jesus. When we may be torn down, we pray you are weak.
My praise belongs to you.
My words have belonged to you. It's yours, Lord. We give it back to you. Oh, God, we bless you with the fruit of our lips. We bless you tonight with the fruit of our lips. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we will extol thee. We will exalt thee. We will lift your name upon high. Oh, God, remember your people tonight, God. Oh, God, come in your name tonight, Father. Oh, God, remember those, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for strength right now, God. Oh, God, we even remember every bereaved family tonight. Oh, God, remember every bereaved family, God. We pray right now that you would touch them. Oh, God, with your fingers, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you would comfort their heart, God. Comfort their souls and comfort their minds. Oh, God, let them know that you are ever-present help, even in the time of trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, look for things in Bradley, oh, God. Even as you travel, oh, God, over the dangerous highway, we pray that you will be with us, oh, God. We pray you will cover us, even under the blood of Jesus. Sing your angels of protection, Father. We know that you will. We know that you will. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we are believing you for great things. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you for mighty things, God. Oh, God, we know that you're able, God. Look on the ministry, Father. Oh, God, bless the Marie family right now. Look on the James family right now. We pray that you will hold them up, give us strength. Look on Mother James right now, God. Oh, God, we pray that you will be a comforter to us. Oh, God, be her companion to them, Father. To make us through, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we know that you're able, God. Oh, God, we believe you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we trust you right now, God. Oh, God, be your angels. Oh, God, to minister to their spirit, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you, oh, God, let the word of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, we love you, we praise you. Oh, God, we thank you, we glorify you. We give you all the praise and all the honor that do unto your name. Oh, God, look on your people, oh, God, one by one and name by name. If any sick among us tonight, Father God, we pray that they will be healed. Oh, God, any burden down, we pray that their burden will be lifted. Oh, God, any affliction, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray right now that you will move every affliction in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on every mother and child today, God. Oh, God, look on every leader today, Father. We pray blessings over their lives, God. We pray healing, oh, God. We speak deliverance, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on every prayer advisor right now. We pray for them one by one and name by name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you will be with us. Never leave us, oh, God. You say in your word that you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us. Father God, we have this confidence in you. We believe your word, God, and we're standing on your promise. We rest upon your promise tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are ever present with us. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you are with us. We know that you're right there. We can call on you. You answer. Oh, God, in the time of trouble. Oh, God, we can call on you. You answer. While we yet call. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you. Oh, God, we love you today. We love you because you first loved us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to have the way in our life. We yield ourselves to you. We say yes to the will of God. We say yes to your will tonight, Father. Not our will. But, Father God, we pray that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move tonight, God. Move in signs and wonders. Move by your power. Move by your spirit, God. Oh, God, you be exalted tonight. You be exalted, Father. You be glorified in the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. You get all the glory tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the glory is yours. We'll give it to you. We'll give it to you, Father. We won't take none of it from you, but we'll give you all the glory that's going to your holy name. We know that you're faithful. We know that you're righteous. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless you. We bless you tonight. We bless you for all things. You said in all things a good thing. But this is the will of God concerning us. We give you thanks tonight, Father, in all things. Oh, God, to be in the high way, bless the message on tonight. Bless the speaker, Father. The Lord, for the God of his hand to the soul of his feet, God, you speak through him, Father. You use him, oh God, for your divine glory, for your divine will, in the mighty name of Jesus. As he submits to you, Father, you take over, you take control. You speak to your people tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need a word from you, God. We need to hear from heaven tonight. our situation. In the name of Jesus, we say, speak, Lord. We say, speak, Lord. Stop coming here. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. We bless your name tonight. We give you glory, honor, and glory to your name. Now, Lord, we say thank you for hearing our prayer. For that always hears us when we pray. Oh, God, we thank you for your invitation. Oh, God, every request that has been prayer spoken and not spoken thus far. Oh, God, we thank you for granting it and hearing it. In the mighty name of Jesus, this prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Thank God. Somebody come on and bless the Lord. Somebody come on and tell the Lord thank you tonight. Amen. The Lord, he has been so good to us. The Lord is good. Amen to Israel. Amen. So we bless them. Amen. Thank God. Amen for. Amen. Our speaker tonight. Amen. Go ahead and ask our speaker. Amen. If you come back over on the platform. Amen. Go ahead and ask. Amen. Push star 6 and come over on the platform. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we're going to amen our speaker. Amen. God bless you. There you are. Amen. Unmute your phone. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be hearing from our, amen, very own, amen, amen, prophet, amen, Melfer Allen. Amen. From, amen, amen, Deliverance House of Prayer. Amen. London, England. Once again, tonight, we're going to be hearing from prophet Melfer Allen. Amen. From Deliverance House of Prayer. Amen, London, England. Amen. God bless you, man of God. The platform is yours.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. Amen. I pray everyone. Amen. Doing well. Greetings once again. First, let me give my condolences to the family of the SD James family. Amen. I've got to say, amen, this man of God was one of the very first prophets I've heard in my lifetime. Amen. When I was a little child. When I was growing up, he came to the island of Montserrat, amen, way back when I was just a teenager. And as I was going to the Pilgrim Holiness or the Wesleyan Holiness Church, as it's known, amen, as a little child, my mother and I, we were going to that church. But somebody invited me, amen, to one of Apostles James' meeting when he came to the island. And I said, no, I can't go back to the church that I used to go to. So I left the church at an early age, and I went to the church that he was, that he came to. Amen. And so I have the pleasure of being at Jerusalem campground on several occasions. So the man of God laid hands on me. He prayed for me. Amen. I also had the opportunity of going up into the upper room to pray. Amen. Just many, many memories. And you know, I was telling evangelists, you know, pretty soon I got to get back down to campground. Amen. When she told me of Apostle's passing, my heart sunk within me. Amen. I was numb for a minute. And I said, my God, amen. There was a man, that's a man of God I respected very highly, very, very much. Amen. And so we thank God for his life. We thank God. Amen, that he's gone to a better place. Amen. And just again, my condolences to the entire EPC family. Amen. Amen. To Apostle James' family, my condolences, sincere condolences. Amen. And to those that on the line that is affiliated with the ministry. Amen. Our deepest sympathies from Deliverance House of Prayer. May God strengthen the family in this time of bereavement. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just want to again greet each and every one of you. Amen. From the Deliverance House of Prayer, London, I greet each and everyone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity that I could come before his people. Amen. I humbly stand before you. Amen. It's nothing good of myself, but because of his mercy, we greet, amen, the leaders, the advisors, amen, the hosts on tonight. Amen. Man of God, I salute you in Jesus' name. Amen. Each and everyone in the respective places. Amen. Evangelist in her absence. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for just the opportunity to minister to his people. Amen. We thank God that there is no distance in the spirit. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Amen. The Bible declares where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And tonight, amen, I want to minister. Amen. Hallelujah. as the Lord will have it. Glory to God. I want to minister to you. Amen. From the book of Isaiah, chapter 54. Isaiah, chapter 54. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah, chapter 54. Hallelujah. You know what? I was going to do something. Amen. But I'm just going to read the 17 verses. So that's all. Just be with me a minute. Amen. And I'm just going to read the whole thing. I was going to skip it, but I'm just going to read the whole thing. That's all right. Amen. I just want to acknowledge my overseer. Amen. Apostle McCoy. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for his life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 54, the Bible begins by saying, "Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife," said the Lord. Now, verse 2 said, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spear not. When you're enlarging your tent and you're stretching out your curtains, I don't want you to spear. Strengthen thy sake, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Then 4 said, fear not. I want you not to fear, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the report of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. Hallelujah. Thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, a wife of youth, when thou was refused, said God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness, oh my God, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that have mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fierce colors, lay thy foundation with sapphire. I will make thy windows a gate, and thy gates of the Lord. Great shall be the peace of thy children, my God. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Amen. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come nigh thee. Oh my God! I say you don't be fearful, because terror shall not come nigh thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together. Watch this now. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. I have created the waster to destroy. But here is the good news. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness of me, saith the Lord. But I want to park out. Amen. I want to park out at 14 and 15. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt not be far from, in righteousness thou shalt be established. Thou shalt not be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for he shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather. They're going to come. They're going to gather together, but not by God. He did not send them together. So whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for your sake. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word tonight. Father, I pray, oh God, for the next few moments that you'll touch my tongue, Father. God, I pray, God, that the words of my mouth, oh God, be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. Ah, God, Father, I pray, God, that give us an ear to hear and a heart to receive. Father, I pray tonight, God, that this word would touch somebody, that somebody, oh God, will leave this line, amen, be strengthened, be rejuvenated, be restored in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for each and every one on this night. Father, I thank you, oh God, for the entire EPC family. I thank you for your woman servants, oh God, your handmaiden of this hour, God. I thank you for the James family, God, that you strengthen them in this time. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible begins, as we begin in verse 1, the Bible begins this way. He says, sing, O barren woman. Amen. I'm going through a season, and the Bible is telling me to sing. Why then is the Bible telling me to sing? I have nothing to rejoice about. And when you look in the natural, there is nothing for a barren woman to sing about or rejoice about, because she has the fruit of the womb. Amen. Hallelujah. If we could remember the story of Hannah. Hannah was in a place that every year she would go to the temple, but she had a rival called Peninnah. Peninnah was provoking her. Hannah did not have nothing to be happy about. Hannah did not have anything to rejoice about. Year after year, she was provoked, amen, to a place of desperation. The Bible tells that Hannah one day, she got to a place that she said, enough is enough. And she began to pray from a place of desperation. Glory to God. Is there anybody on this line tonight that say, I'm desperate for a change? I'm desperate for a miracle. I'm tired of having the same old, the night. I want my blessing. I need my miracle. I need my deliverance. God has to show it for me tonight. Amen. I had enough. Amen. Is there anybody on this night, amen, that is hungry and thirsty? Because the Bible says they that are hungry and thirsty for righteousness shall be filled. Is there anybody on this line tonight that is hungry for more of God? Amen. So he said, sing, O barren, you who did not bear. So break forth and singing and cry aloud. Amen. But cry aloud, because you who did not travail with child, for the spiritual children of the desolate one will be more than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Amen. I'm in a place that I look around. Amen. The bondwoman. Amen. If you look at amen, Sarah's position. Amen. Sarah was in a place of being barren. Oh, glory to God. Sarah was barren, but Hagar was the bondwoman. Amen. That was a child, and all the while, amen. Sarah had to see Hagar with this child while she was in there with no child, barren situation. Amen. Amen. I'm tired of going through, amen, the motion, seeing other people around. Amen. I've been blessed. I've been blessed, and I'm still, I'm serving God. I'm being faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm being faithful, and it seems like everybody is blessed but me. I do have someone on the line, but I've got good news for you tonight. Amen. Because you're getting ready to sing. You're getting ready to shout. You're getting ready to cry with the Lord. You're getting ready to rejoice, because your season of change. The Bible says it's just a favor. Amen. Hallelujah. I say it's your time to be favored. It doesn't matter what it seemed like for a while. It seemed like God has hid his face from you. But tonight I come to tell somebody, oh, glory to God, it's getting ready, my God, to pour. It's getting ready to shower. He said, sing, travail. Oh, come on. He said, enlarge the place of your tent. Oh, come on, somebody. The place where you are is too small. The place in your mind, oh, come on, is too small. It's now you got to begin to think big. Oh, somebody tonight, begin to think big. Begin to stretch your mind. He said, enlarge the place of your tent and let your curtains of your habitation stretch out. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, my God. When we were growing up, the place that we were living, amen, it was smaller. But my father said, it's time to break down. It's time to build up. When I come to tell somebody on this side, spiritually, it's time. on you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, oh, glory to God. When they look at you, I said nothing is happening for you. But I come to tell somebody tonight, the season of greatness is upon you. The season of blessing is about to overtake your life. Who is on this line that says, I'm ready for my miracle. I'm ready for my blessing. Hallelujah. Is there somebody tonight that says, it's my season. It's my time. I'm ready for my breakthrough. I'm ready for my blessing. Is there anybody tonight that says, I know it's my season. It's my season to sing. Hallelujah. It's my season to shout. Oh, hallelujah. It's my season to rejoice. Hallelujah. For a while, it seemed like everyone was being blessed but me. But I'm not waiting. Oh, come on. I said, I'm not waiting for the manifestation. I'm shouting in advance. Is there anybody on this line that have an advanced praise, that have a praise in advance, that say, I'm not waiting, but I'm going to shout my victory. I'm going to shout my blessing. I'm going to shout the manifestation of glory tonight. Hallelujah. As you begin to press your way, to praise your way. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, it's going to happen in your life. Hallelujah. My God, sometimes we don't see it and we begin to be frustrated. Hallelujah. It's not time to be frustrated. I come to tell you, change your mindset, change your perspective. Begin to shout, my God. Begin to, my God, begin to call those things that are not as if they were. Begin to call your blessing in. Begin to call your fruitfulness in. Begin to call your blessing in. Call your healing in. Call your deliverance in. Is there anybody tonight that says, tonight is my night for a miracle? Tonight is my night. And God got to show up for me. I'm not leaving this line the same way I came on. I'm leaving with my miracle. I'm leaving with my healing. I'm leaving with my blessing. Tonight, I'm leaving with my stuff. Oh, somebody tonight. I said, I'm leaving with my stuff. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. So enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitation be stretched out. Steer not. Don't be stingy. Steer not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stake. Oh, come on. I said, lengthen out your cords and begin, oh, hallelujah, to strengthen your stake. For you will spread abroad to the right hand and to the left. My God, there's increase coming from the right side and the left side. I said, increase is coming. Hallelujah, my God. You know, a lot of people are looking for physical increase. But if I could only get an increase and upgrade in the spiritual, guess what? My God, there's going to be a manifestation in the spirit, in the physical. When I get spiritually upgraded, the physical will naturally upgrade. Hallelujah. I'm telling God tonight, God, upgrade me. Oh, come on. I'm telling God tonight, upgrade me in the spirit. Because if I be upgraded in the spirit, hallelujah, my natural man, oh, come on, my physical man, my fleshly man has to be upgraded also. Oh, my God. So tonight, I'm telling you, I said, spread abroad to the right hand and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nation and make desolate cities to be inhabited. The places that will seem empty, things that will seem dry, things that will decay, things that will seem like nothing. Amen. Those things that look like they will just not happen. Amen. It's getting ready to happen. He said the desolate places shall be inhabited again. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My God, you're saying your bank account, it looks a certain way. But he said tonight, I say your desolate places shall be inhabited again. In the name of Jesus, I come to tell somebody tonight, things are getting ready to turn. I said, it's getting ready to turn. I said, you're getting ready to sing. You're getting ready to shout. Is there anybody tonight that said, tonight is my night? Hallelujah. Things is getting ready to turn in my life. It's getting ready to turn in my season. Oh, glory to God. My favor is upon my life. Hallelujah, my God. I said, favor is upon your life tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to sing. Hallelujah. Favor is upon my life. So you will spread out. You will spread abroad to the right hand and to the left. And your offspring will possess the nation. Hallelujah. I say your offspring will possess the nation and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Then he said, see not, for you shall not be ashamed. Amen. You know, people, hallelujah. People are waiting for you to fail. People are waiting for you to mess up. But the more that they wait for you to fail, so that you can walk with your head down, walk in shame and disgrace. Amen. The more that they're waiting, the more that they will be disappointed. Oh, come on. I said, the more that they're waiting for you to fail, the more that they're waiting for you to be discredited and to be ashamed and to be downcast, the more that they will see you. rising. Somebody on this line tonight, hallelujah, been rejected. But tonight, glory to God, you're getting ready to rise. I say you're getting ready to rise. I say you're getting ready to, my God, to dust yourself off, to pick yourself up, shake yourself loose, and begin to move on again. Hallelujah. I say somebody on this line, I say you, my God, you've been rejected, you've been ostracized, you've been cast aside. But tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah, you're picking yourself up, you're shaking yourself off, and you begin then again to begin to move. Hallelujah, my God, you begin to move faster than how you were moving before. Hallelujah, my God, they try to knock you down, but every time the devil try to knock you down, as God begins to pick you up, oh, somebody tonight, cheer up tonight, be not ashamed, neither be confounded or depressed. Why are you depressed? Why are you so, oh, come on, why are you so just complaining, mumbling, and grumbling? Why are you so oppressed? Refuse, go to, hallelujah, my God, shake off that spirit of depression tonight. Shake off the spirit of oppression that comes to target your mind. Tonight, I got good news to you. Begin to sing. Begin to shout. Because things are getting ready to change for your life. I said, things are getting ready to change. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait until my change comes. When I'm not waiting no more, I'm decreeing that my change started tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, my change has come tonight. Hallelujah. I'm not waiting. Oh, come on. I remember what songwriter said, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Hallelujah. Because in the end, we already win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, don't wait till the battle is over. Begin to shout. Begin to sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Begin to sing your praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed. You shall not be confounded or depressed. You shall not be put to shame. You shall forget the shame of your youth. Amen. I said, whatever, amen, what's in your past is your past. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I said, whatever is in your past is in your past. That's why the Bible says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Any man be in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away. What was in the past is already passed away. They're under the blood. Hallelujah. I got nothing to worry about. I got nothing to fear because they're under the blood. Oh, come on, somebody. Thank God for grace tonight. Thank God for his mercies. He did not allow us to die in our sins, in our misery. But tonight, he has given us the grace. He has buried our sins. He has buried our trespasses under the blood. Somebody ought to feel happy tonight and say, even that's enough to sing and shout because my sins are being covered under the blood. Oh, somebody give God glory tonight. I said, somebody give God praise tonight because my sins are being covered. Oh, my sins have been washed away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, my sins have been washed away. Oh, glory to God. I said, they're covered under the blood. My God, somebody ought to give God praise. Somebody ought to give him glory. Hallelujah, because your sins are covered tonight in the name of Jesus. He said, fear not, fear not. Why are you fearful? Why are you afraid? Hallelujah, my God. Don't you see? Don't you see what the enemy is trying to do? Cause us to walk in shame and disgrace. Wants us to walk in torment. Look, my God, your enemy wants you to walk in shame. He wants you to walk in a place where your head is always hanging down. But tonight, glory to God. Amen. Pick your head up because the Bible said, I will lift up my eyes. I will lift up my head. Oh, come on, lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Hallelujah. You've got no reason to hang your head. A child of God should always head to the upper. A child of God should always be looking up from whence cometh your help. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I said a child of God should always be lifting up their head. Ah, God, I'm not looking down. Amen. I'm not looking down. Hallelujah. I'm looking up. Oh, come on. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence come my help. So I have no reason to fear. The Bible tells me, amen, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. So I know that, hallelujah, his promises are true. His promises are yes and amen. Oh, come on, somebody. I say his promises are yes and amen. I have no reason to fear. I have no reason to worry. I have no reason to be depressed or oppressed. The reason why, because he told me not to be depressed. Hallelujah. He said, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be confounded or depressed. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for you shall forget the shame of your youth, and shall not seriously remember the reproach of your widowhood. Oh, glory to God. There are some incidents that happened in our life. Amen. And let the truth be told. Let the truth be told. If you were supposed to tell your story, who could have handled it? Oh, come on. If you were supposed to tell your story, who could take it? Hallelujah. My God, sometimes you can't tell people what you've been through. Because if you you tell them what you've been through, they wouldn't even believe you. Hallelujah, because you have not looked, you don't look like what you've been through. Somebody tonight, I say you don't look like what you've been through. You've gone through some stuff. Amen. You've gone through some battles. But glory to God. Hallelujah. The battle didn't kill you. The battle didn't destroy you. Every time they try to knock you down, God always give you the strength to keep standing. Oh, come on. Keep standing. Hallelujah. That's why they're looking for you to be knocked out by shame. They're looking for you to be knocked out by oppression and depression. But every time it comes and try to knock you down, you keep on standing straight. Oh, come on. You keep telling the devil, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my saving grace. Hallelujah. Come on. You keep telling the devil, hey, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You keep on telling the devil, I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You're telling the devil, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Oh, come on, somebody. You keep telling the devil, hallelujah, all my appointed time, I know the change has to come. It will come. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So that means I cannot be ashamed. I cannot carry reproach because my father tell me, hallelujah, I shall not remember the reproach no more. Because why? Because why I'm not going to be reproached? Why I'm not going to remember? Because I've changed partners. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. I've changed partners. He said, for your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. Oh, glory to God. That means the cattle on a thousand hills belong to my father. Belong to my bridegroom. Oh, come on. The cattle on the hill belong to him. And it's the father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Oh, come on, somebody. So why am I being a downcast? Why am I feeling like the hour? No time for that. Because I got everything that I need. Hallelujah. The Lord has given me, my God, everything that I need. Hallelujah. He told me if I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything, oh, glory to God, shall be added unto me. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My God, you know, the reason why some people are getting discouraged and getting frustrated, they're seeking the wrong thing. Come on, somebody. I said they're seeking the wrong thing. But my Bible tells me, glory to God, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said everything shall be added. And that means I got to change my perspective, change the way I've been looking at things, change the things that I've been looking at. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm not looking at what somebody else is having. I'm looking at my own stuff, because if I change the way I think, if I change my mindset and begin to seek God, begin to seek him in holiness and righteousness, begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness, he told me that I shall be filled. Oh, come on, somebody. He told me that I shall be filled. So if I begin to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything shall be added unto me. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm getting ready to walk in the place. I'm getting ready to walk in the place where God shall add everything unto me. Oh, somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Because my husband, man, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I say your husband, man, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts. His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave. Your father, your husband, is a giver. Oh, come on, somebody. I said, the God that you serve, he is a giver. It is his good pleasure to give to you. Oh, come on, somebody. I said, the God that you serve, he is a giver tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. I wish somebody tonight. I pray somebody tonight. Begin to open up your heart. Open up your hands. Get ready to receive the gift. Oh, come on. The gift of God. Oh, come on. By God tonight, I said, God, it is good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Oh, come on. And what comes with the kingdom? Your healing comes with the kingdom. Your deliverance comes with the kingdom. Oh, your breakthrough comes with the kingdom. Favor comes with the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What are you looking for? It's in him tonight. I said, in him we live, move, and have our being. Everything that you need is in him tonight. Oh, come on. All you got to begin to seek his faith. Seek his faith. Hallelujah. The church world had us begin to sow to get money. Or you sow money to get money. We're not in no slot house. We're not in no gambling casino that you put money to get money. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, yeah. I said, they want you to give money to get money. That's not what the Bible tells us. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Oh, sow your seed and God will bless you with this money. God will bless you with this. We're not gambling. We treat God's house like if it's a playhouse and a gambling house. Oh, come on. It's about time that when we give our offering, hallelujah, we're giving it unto God. Hallelujah. Because you may not get money back, but just in the day that you need a miracle. Hallelujah. God will show up. Oh, come on. When you can't call the pastor, when you can't call the leader, but God will show up. He will touch down in your home. He will touch down in your hospital. He will touch down wherever you are. Oh, come on, somebody. I said God will show up when you need him. Hallelujah. You've got to begin to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else will be added. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He said, for a brief moment, I forgot about you. But with great compassion and mercy, I will gather you again. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. He said, with great compassion and mercy, I'll gather you again. And then he said, hallelujah. My God. He said in verse 9, for this is like the days of Noah to me. As I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So I have sworn that I shall no more be angry with you or rebuke you. The Bible says, whom he loved, he chastened. Oh, hallelujah. Whom he loved, he chastened. Amen. So when he punishes you, it's because he loves you. When our parents was disciplining us. When our parents were disciplining us, I don't know about you, but in the Caribbean, our parents, my God, they love to discipline. Hallelujah. Oh, I said they love to discipline. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. They believe the scripture says. They believe what the scripture says. They're not spearing the rod to spoil the child. Oh, come on, somebody. I said they love the word discipline. Amen. Hallelujah. With the way we grew up, the way we grew up, glory to God, the way we grew up, that is that when you go to the village and you misbehave, somebody in the village that see you misbehaving would give you a good turn, and then they will call your parents, and then when you get home, a second one will be waiting for you. Amen. Do anybody understand, know what I'm talking about? Amen. And they will give you a good turn, and then when you go home, you'll get a second wash over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God those days are over. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said, I've sworn that I will not be angry with you or rebuke you. Amen. He said, for though the mountains should depart and the hills be shaken or removed, yet my love and my kindness shall not depart from you. Oh my God. Yet my kindness. Hallelujah. Yet my kindness would not depart from you. Oh, somebody tonight. I said, my kindness would not depart from you. Hallelujah to God. He said, yet my love and my kindness shall not depart, nor shall my covenant of peace and completeness be removed, saith the Lord, who has compassion on you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you afflicted city, storm tosser. Sometimes it seems that the storms of life just got a way of tossing us. The storms of life has a way of just knocking us to and fro. Amen. It seems like every minute is just one storm after another. It's just one thing after another. It seems like whenever I try to catch myself, it's just up one minute, down. Amen. Is anybody ever had a roller coaster emotion in your lifetime? Amen. It seems like you could never get yourself together because every time you try to put your foot forward, oh, come on, it's always something to try to pull you backward. But I come to tell you tonight, it's a time of sin. It's a time of rejoicing. It's a time, glory to God, that things are getting ready to change in your favor. Come on. I said things are getting ready to change in your favor. Things are getting ready to change in your favor. Oh, glory to God. And so, as I begin, amen, to look at this, he said, glory to God. He said, you shall be established. You shall establish yourself in righteousness. Amen. Right. Amen. Righteousness. Rightness in conformity with God's will and order. Amen. When you begin to establish yourself in righteousness, hallelujah, and be conformed to the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, you shall be far from even the thoughts of oppression or destruction. When you start to be conformed to God's will, amen, oppression and destruction, amen, come near you, for you shall not fear from the terror. Oh, come on. You shall not fear from the terror. Hallelujah. No. Fear. Amen. Fear shall not come near you. Hallelujah. He shall not come near you. Oh, come on tonight. I should not be fearful of COVID. I should not be fearful, amen, of what they're trying to do. Oh, come on. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I must keep my eyes on Jesus Christ. I got to keep my eyes on Jesus. Is there anybody tonight that I'm changing the way I look at things? I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus Christ. I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus Christ, because, hallelujah, he said, he said, behold, we may gather together and stir up strife. They'll gather together and they'll stir up strife. But it is not for me. Whatever they're striving, whatever they're doing, we decree and declare for PNN tonight that it's not coming by us. It won't come near us. Oh, my God. I said, whatever strife and they're planning, whatever they're trying tonight, it shall not come nigh us. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Whosoever stir up strife against you shall fall and surrender to you. They shall come in one way against you, but they're going to flee seven different ways before you. I say, whatever they're trying to do against you, amen, hallelujah, it shall not work. Oh, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. The evil wishes, the evil spell, the evil might decrees, it shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. Because guess what? Guess what? Verse 16. I like verse 16 because it says, behold, why the evil decrees? Why the evil plots and the things is not going to work? Amen. Why is that going to work? Why when they gather together, amen, it shall not work against me? Why when they gather, they shall fall because of me? Because I created the smith that broke the coals in the fire, that bringeth forth an instrument for his work to destroy. You know why? Because I know the smith. I know who he is. I know the man who created the smith. I know the man who created the smith. The smith that blew the coal in the fire, that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. I know the one who created him. The one that created him is the one that speaks over my life, that say, the same one that says fear not. Oh, hallelujah. The same one that says fear not. He said, because I've created him to waste or destroy. But that's why verse 17 said that no weapon, glory to God, no matter what the weapon is, hallelujah, I know the man who created the smith. That's why the weapon that the smith that is making shall not work against me. Because I know the man who created the smith. Oh, hallelujah tonight. I know who he is. And that's why the weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And the tongue begins to rise against me. In judgment, you condemn it tonight. Because you know the man. You know who the man who created the smith. The smith will blow the coals to put his instrument in the fire. Oh, glory to God. Somebody tonight, the weapon may form, but it shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I come to tell you tonight, I said things are getting ready to turn. I said things are getting ready to turn. It's turning for your good. Oh, hallelujah. I said it's turning for your good. Hallelujah. Things are getting ready to shift in your direction. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. I said things are getting ready to shift in your direction. Stuff is getting ready to change. Oh, sing, oh, Byron. Sing, I'm saying, break foot with singing, break foot with shouting, break foot with dancing. Things are getting ready to change in your direction. Somebody tonight is believing this line tonight with a divine breakthrough, with your divine miracle. Somebody tonight is getting ready to walk in a dimension of glory, a dimension of power, a dimension of anointing. Somebody tonight is getting ready to testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Somebody tonight is getting ready to walk with your head up higher and begin to sing Hosanna to the highest. I said, somebody tonight, hallelujah, you'll be walking with your head down, but tonight, I said, you're walking with your head high. Oh, glory to God. I said, you're walking with your head high. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's your season to shine. I say it's your season to give God glory. Oh, somebody tonight, I say it's your season to give God glory. Hallelujah. For a little while, all you know was tears. Amen. Tears on your pillow, tears on your bed, tears. In the morning when you wake up, tears. But now, God, I hear the Bible declares that the weeper may endure for a night, but it's already morning time where I am. So I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, it's already morning time wherever you are in the spirit. It's morning where I am now. Hallelujah, it's morning where I am. So it's morning in the spirit realm. So I said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. I said, my God, I said, your weeping time is over. It's time for joy. It's time to break foot with singing. It's time to break foot with dancing. If I were you tonight, I would begin to start the dance. I would begin to start celebrating. It's time, my God. It's time that you begin to walk in your miracle. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's time that you begin to sing for the break forth with dancing and shouting, because your season of blessing is upon you. The Bible declares no weapon that fashioned against you shall ever be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, you got the ability, the power within you. Condemn it tonight. Tonight, oh woman, oh man, break out with singing. Enlarge your tent. Stretch out your borders to the left and to the right. As if things are getting ready to change in your direction. Hallelujah. If I were you tonight, I would just go ahead and start to give God thanks for the breaking forth. I would start giving God thanks for the glory. I would start give God thanks for what he's getting ready to do in your life. Amen. You shall testify of the goodness of the Lord. I said, you shall, oh my God, I said, you tonight, hallelujah, you're getting ready to sing of the goodness of the Lord. Oh, somebody tonight, hallelujah, it would not be always crying time, hallelujah, but it's going to be singing, shouting, weeping, glory, hallelujah. Oh, come on, hallelujah, you'll be singing so happy that your next tears would be tears of joy. I said, your next tears would be tears of joy in the name of Jesus. Somebody go ahead and give God praise tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, come on, somebody, go ahead and unmute your line. Begin to holler out glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, begin to give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. Help me lift up God tonight. Let's break forth with singing. Let's break forth with dancing. Come on, let's break forth with shouting. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Ramama, mighty God, just go ahead. Just go ahead and let your praise ring out. Let the blessing, my God, over who's side. Let those praises begin to ring out tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My name is Ramama. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Let your praise. He said, break out with singing. Break out with shouting. Hallelujah, God. Oh, shake yourself loose. Shake yourself loose. Let the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah,
and make it believe, but God, turn it around.
said, you're good man. I said, you shall testify. I said, you shall testify. You shall walk in breakthrough. You shall walk in your miracle tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Oh, come on, receive your miracle. Receive your breakthrough tonight. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, mighty God. Man of God, are you there? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Man of God, are you there? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. We thank God for, amen, such a powerful word. So that all we got to do is just praise them. Amen. All we got to do is just praise our way through. Amen. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Amen. Blessing and victory is already ours. God has already given us the victory. And all we got to do is activate our faith. Amen. Step out of faith and believe God. Amen. Take God at his word. Amen. And open your mouth and give God a praise. Amen. And victory shall be yours. Amen. We praise God for the word tonight. Amen. I tell you, amen, the word of God begin to stir our souls. Amen. Give us, amen, put a praise down in us and let us know that our praise is our weapon. Amen. Our praise is our weapon, amen, to get us through. Amen. Amen. We're covered under the blood of Jesus. Amen. We are covered, amen, under the blood of Jesus. Amen. God will take care of us. Amen. God will fight for his church. God is going to deliver his people. Amen. And that right early. Amen. We praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. Come through the man of God. Amen. Such a fine word of God to let us know. All we got to do is have faith in God. Believe, amen, what God said. Amen. Open your mouth, amen, and rejoice. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. It is the will of God for us to give thanks in everything. Amen. In everything we give thanks. For this day is the will of God. Amen. Concerning us. Well, tonight, after hearing the word of God, amen, maybe somebody, amen, want to, amen, receive the Lord as your Savior. Maybe you, amen, you're tired and walk around sad with your head hung down. But the man of God said tonight, lift up your head. Amen. You can have a reason to live tonight. Amen. Because Jesus is offering you hope tonight. And he's giving you a reason to live. So tonight, amen, we're going to ask you, man of God, if you would extend, amen, the prayer of salvation. Amen. To anyone that wants to receive salvation. Then afterwards, if there's any special prayer request, I'm going to ask if you will pray over this precious prayer request, please.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Tonight, I just want to extend tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Salvation. If there's anyone on this line that you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, amen. Tonight is the night. Amen. According to Romans. Amen. Hallelujah. confession is made with your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. You can confess Jesus Christ with your mouth tonight. Amen. And receive him tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Is there anyone tonight that would say, amen, Jesus, I need to know this Jesus that would bring miracle into my life. I need Jesus, amen, that would bring salvation into my life. I need that peace, that reassurance, amen, way down in my soul. Oh, hallelujah, that the same Jesus, amen, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I need, you know, the Bible tells us, let me just read something for you right here. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans 10 says, amen. It says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. For with the heart men believe it unto righteousness, and with thy mouth confession is made unto salvation. All you got to do tonight is to confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior tonight, and you shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, maybe you're in a backslidden condition, and you've been oppressed, you've been depressed. Amen. God can lift that spirit of depression, that spirit of oppression off you as soon as you make that confession with your mouth tonight and believe in your heart that God, that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that the enemy is trying to do against you, we can lift up off you right now in the name of Jesus. Do I have one tonight that will say, I'm tired of living the same old way, the same old, amen, the same old struggle, the same old. I need God in my life. I'm tired of this roller coaster emotion, this up and down. Tonight, I need a difference in my life. Do I have one tonight who says, amen, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to give my heart and my life over to him. Do I have one soul tonight? One tonight. Do I have, amen, hallelujah, amen. The way that things are going, amen, we're going to need Jesus in this hour. Amen, somebody. We're going to need Jesus. We can't take nothing for granted. We can't take nothing for chance. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a hope. There's things that are getting ready to change. Amen. I'm telling you, there's some laws and stuff, and we're going to need Jesus in this hour. Amen. And those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So somebody tonight, hallelujah, you have to know where you are with him tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is there one tonight?
Amen. You can push star 6. Amen. If there's one that want to come over, you can push star 6.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, man. God, I don't know about the platform. Amen. So you want to go ahead and take a special prayer request.
Amen. Tonight, amen. We're opening the lines for prayer requests tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Say anybody on this line tonight, I say, man of God, I want you to touch and agree with me. Amen. For a miracle, for healing. Amen. For whatever you believe in God for tonight. Amen. Is there anybody tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Fan, and I'm requesting prayer. First of all, for my pastor, Pastor H.F. Fryson, APC Porter, who loves the man of God, Prophet James, so very much. I'm praying for his friend. And I'm also praying for my grandson, Trent Fan Jr., who suffered a concussion through the college football. When he called me tonight, he wasn't feeling well. So I'm asking him also. Thank you so much. Curtis Mann Jr.
Amen. Got a concussion. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. You shall be well in Jesus' name. Anybody else, press star 6 and come over on this side.
Good evening.
Good evening. God bless you.
God bless you. I got a call last night about 11:30, and my 19-year-old cousin's best friend died. Drunk driver hit her, and oh Lord, she died instantly because her head just cut her head right off her body. 19 years old. She went to the bank. She took him to the bank, and when he ran back out, he told her to just go. So he got into it with somebody inside the bank. And the guy just pulled the door open on her side. She didn't have time to put the seatbelt on, and a drunk driver just came and hit her. And I don't know the family's name. I know her name was Adriana, and I just need to look up the family and also the young man. So he doesn't commit suicide or nothing because he feels like it's his fault. It kind of had me told today, so I was like, look, I just need to ask for prayer. I appreciate you on the line, and thank you for the word of God. I'm truly blessed. I'm at work, so I just have to jump on. Thank God for the liberty to have that opportunity to still be on the line.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're the best family. Thank you so much.
Amen, we will. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Glory to God. Amen, man. God, I don't want to jump on the platform at this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you tonight because you are able. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Father, we bring these two prayer requests before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that you, O God, your word declares that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And so, Father, tonight, God, as we lift up, oh, God, this young man with the concussion, God, we speak, oh, God, Father, there shall be no side effects. There shall be no, oh, God, long-term effect from this injury, God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that every weapon, oh, God, of the enemy against this young man's life, God, it's been broken, it's been bound in the name of Jesus. Father, remember, oh, God, the pastor, God, that is, oh, God, it's going through at this moment. Oh, God, Father, matter of fact, we pray for every pastor of EPC right now. Oh, God, that is going through in the season because of the loss of the leader, the spiritual leader, spiritual mentor. Oh, God, Bishop Williams. Oh, God, Bishop, hallelujah. My God, Bishop Taylor. Oh, God, Father, the rest of, oh God, the EPC family, God, everyone, oh, God, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, everyone that's under the umbrella of the S.D. James ministry, God. Father, we pray for strength at this time in the name of Jesus. I pray for comfort in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray right now that your word declares that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Father, we thank you, oh God, that this man of God has gone home to be in a better place with you. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you that he's my God, that his faith is sealed in you. And Father, oh God, that you'll call him home. Oh God, because you need him, oh God. Hallelujah, in the season, God. And so, Father, everyone that is left back here, God, we pray and comfort her right now. Father, we pray for Adriana's family right now. Oh, God, we pray for the young man. Oh, God, my God, that he would not harm himself, blame himself. Oh, God, he would not condemn himself for this thing. God, Father, the devil is nothing but a liar tonight. Oh, God, we bind us, my God. We blind the plans of the enemy. Father, tonight we cover our young children with the blood of Jesus Christ. We cover every young man, every young woman. Oh, God, our children, my God, everyone that is connected to this line, our family, our loved ones, in the name of Jesus. We cover them from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the devil has lost, the battle, the devil has lost. Oh, God, Father, you told us that we're more than conquerors. We're victorious tonight because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And, Father, we decree and declare, oh, God, that this family will be comforted in this season of grief, in this season, oh, God, of
turmoil. God is seeing, my God, hallelujah, that the enemy was on the rock, God. But tonight, God, we declare that the hand of the enemy will stay in the seas, my God. We bind, my God, the threats, the schemes, the devices of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we speak peace to the entire family. We speak peace, oh God, tonight, yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, anyone that's on this line, oh God, that is going through even anything, emotional distress, emotional turmoil, oh God, Father, we speak peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, Father, right now, oh God, every unspoken request, my God, tonight, oh, that is on this line, Father, we pray, God, that you visit them, that you minister to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch tonight, heal, deliver, set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I speak a divine miracle, Father, for even the one that has the pain in the back. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, my God, move. Oh, Robosata. My God, Irio Shango. Oh, God, Father, touch that one with the kidney issue. God, right now, I speak healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray right now, restoration for that family. Oh God, that family that will be torn apart. Oh God, by COVID. God, we pray restoration and healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, have your way tonight. Oh God, Father, we thank you for what you're about to do and what you're getting ready to do. Father, remember everyone on this line tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, for this we give you praise tonight. We honor you tonight for what you're going to do. Father, we shall break forth with singing. We shall break forth with dancing. God, to cover your people. Oh, God, Father, I pray, God, against these prayer requests, oh, God, as we lift them up before you. Father, intervene on the behalf, oh, God, of these people, God. Father, intervene tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We bless God tonight. Amen. We count it done. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. We know that he's able to do all things. Amen. And God can reach you right where you are. Amen. So we thank God for the word of God tonight, for the good of man of God. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Unveiling yourself. Amen. Allowing God to use you in an hour such as this. Amen. We praise God and we praise your strength in the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on the man of God. We pray that you continue to touch his body, oh God, for the crown of his head to the soul of his feet. Oh, Father God, endow him with power even the more. Oh, God, we throw back to him everything that was brought out tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you bless him going out, bless him coming in. But this time forth, to the front of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for amen. You man of God tonight. We thank God, amen, for the word, amen, that God sent us. Amen, our hearts should be encouraged tonight. Amen, we should walk away praising God. Amen, we should have a praise down in our spirit, knowing that the Lord is going to fight every battle. Amen, this battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Amen, put it in his hands. Amen, that's all you got to do. You put it in his hands and praise him, amen. Praise him in advance, amen, because it's already done. Amen, in Jesus' name. We thank God for the word tonight. Amen. It's our season. Amen. It's our season to be blessed. We praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. And if you'd like to get a copy of tonight's message broadcast, amen, you can get a copy. Amen. You can text 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text 912-257-3918. Amen. And we'll try to get you, amen, the link out within the next 24 hours, if not before. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for this night, amen, for what the Lord has done, and for the Lord, how the Lord has spoken to us. Amen. Rest in the Lord. That's all you got to do. Rest in the Lord. Amen. And wait patiently for him. Amen. He will deliver. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for everyone in the man of God, amen, prophet, Dr. Allen. We appreciate you. Amen. Coming and delivering, amen, the word of God to us tonight. Amen. I'm going to ask you to continue. Amen. To lift up, amen, our founder, amen, Francis Bradley. Amen. The prayers along with the, amen, the whole, amen, ministry. Amen. Continue to remember each one, amen, of them, amen, in their time, amen, of need and strength from the Lord. We know that God is able to take them through because earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot give.
So, but let's continue to call their name out in prayer, and God will continue to strengthen them. So we just praise God once again, amen, for this night, amen. So at this time, we want to ask, amen, our closing remarks and the thinking of the line, amen, coming through, amen. Prophet, amen, number Allen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God again for the opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. From tonight. Know that tonight your labor is not in vain. Amen. Know that God, he that began a good work, will perform it. Amen. Know that God is able to do those things that he said in his word. Amen. Because we know that his word shall not return to him void, but he shall accomplish that which it sent. So tonight, amen, know that God is on your side. Know that God is fighting for you. He is on your side. Amen. You cannot fail serving a God that cannot fail. Hallelujah, somebody. I say you cannot fail because the God that you serve cannot fail. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I say the God that you serve cannot fail. And so tonight, amen, just want you to be encouraged. Amen. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. I know, like I said, Apostle is on his way to a better place. Glory to God. Amen. I was really looking forward to come back down to the campground to see him again. Amen. But the Lord had it so that he would transition, amen, on to glory. But tonight, I just want you to be encouraged. Know that God is fighting for you. It's time for you to sing. It's time for you to rejoice. Amen. It's not, listen, the good thing about it, it's a celebration of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants us to celebrate his life. Amen. Hallelujah. So those of you that are mourning, amen, sing, O barren. Sing. Break what we're singing. Break what we're shouting. Break what we're dancing. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to celebrate. Oh, hallelujah. I believe that God wants us to celebrate tonight as he sent this word on tonight, and that we will sing and break forth. Amen. Because know that no weapon that fashioned against you shall ever be able to prosper. Amen. Because you, the man that you serve, the God that you serve, is the one that make the smith, who blow the coals, put the instrument in the fire to make his weapon to destroy. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But that's why no weapon that's crashing against you shall ever be able to destroy you, because God is in total control. Tonight, amen, I bless you in the name that is above every name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Him alone be exalted, and we give him praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God be with you in Jesus' name tonight. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're going to open up the lines that we all can give God a praise together. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Until tomorrow night, 9 p.m. See you then. God willing. Be blessed.